Welcome to the new edition of Roadrunner Radio.
The Foothills Roadrunner Radio.
Hi, my name is Gloriana, and with me is Jacob, Eric, and Mark. We're introducing James and the Giant Peach, chapters 6 to 10. In this part of the story, James is sad because his parents are gone, and he has to live with his mean aunts. When Aunt Spiker went outside, she noticed the peach and called Aunt Sponge. The two aunts made a thing where you had to pay to get to see the peach. They locked James in the room with no food.
How do you feel about Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker treating James that way?
They're treating James like he's just a little boy that they don't care about, and they're being mean to him.
Aunt Spiker was calling Aunt Sponge to look at the peach tree. There was a peach on the highest branch of the tree, and it was getting bigger. When it stopped, the two aunts had people to pay and see the enormous peach. When they left, James had to go to the dark night and pick up the trash. He found a tunnel, and at the end, he found a door. He pushed it open, and he heard voices.
Don't you think it's kind of dumb that the aunts made people pay to get to see the peach?
Yes, because you can stand like a far edge from the peach and just look up at the hill, and you can see the peach.
Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker find a peach on the peach tree, and it keeps growing and growing. The next day, the word about the peach spread across the city, and the people came rolling in as well as the money. When James was tossed out to clean up, still hungry and trembling in the moonlight, walked around, and to James everything came to life.
How was the peach going bigger and bigger?
By the magical rice grain things, yeah, that the old man gave him.
And Sponge and Aunt Spiker were surprised. There was a peach on their tree. The peach was growing bigger and bigger. When the peach stopped growing, Aunt Sponge wanted to get a shovel and eat some of the peach, but she didn't. Then people started going to their house and paid money to see it. And Spiker said they were going to be billionaires.
How small was the peach when it was first growing on the tree?
A size of an egg.
Aunt Sponge she's fat. She's mean to James, and she's selfish. And Aunt Spiker, she's skinny. She's mean and selfish, too. James cares. He's nicer than his two aunts, and he's skinny.
Do you think that Aunt Spiker and Aunt Sponge could change and not be selfish and mean?
They can if they wanted to.
Yeah, I agree.
James is a kind person. He is always calm and in a good mood. He isn't a cruel person because he isn't mad about his aunts. Aunt Sponge is a horrible fat lady. She treats James as a slave. She's also lazy. Aunt Spiker is a mean, skinny lady. She never gives James a break. She is also lazy.
Isn't it weird that they never give him a break?
Yes, because the aunts should be doing some of the work, too.
Yeah, I know, huh? It's just like, why? I mean, they shouldn't be treating James like that. He has he's a person, too. He could do half of the chores, and they could do half the chores, you know?
It's like he's invisible.
Yeah, it's just wrong. It's cruel and unfair.
Yeah.
Well, what's your, Mark, what's your favorite line by a character in the story?
When Aunt Sponge said cut it out and snapped.
Yeah. My favorite is half price for children under 6 weeks old, because, you know, they're so little.
Why'd you pick Why was that your favorite line?
Well, it's funny. I mean, you know, 6 weeks old.
Yeah, I agree. My favorite line by character was when Aunt Spiker shouted, "Look, it's growing faster than ever." That was when Aunt got rolled over by the peach.
My favorite line was sort of like the same as Jacob, "Half price for children under 6 weeks old."
The dialogue for me was Aunt Sponge. Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker are mean because they don't want to feed James when he is hungry.
Dialogue is when Aunt Sponge said she didn't want to cook James' food.
My dialogue was when the aunts are mean from saying, "We can't make you food, we are counting our money."
Counting your money, that's selfish. You can't make food when you have all that money.
Yeah, I agree with you.
What? Why are the ants so mean to James?
Maybe it's from their like childhood. Maybe their mom and dad didn't treat them good, and you know they just don't want to be good because that's the way their mom and dad raised them.
Maybe. So they punish it on new kids when they get adults.
Well, yeah, I mean probably.
My thought is the two aunts don't treat James right at all.
Why? Well, we all know that. I mean, we all know that they don't treat him right. Treat him right.
My iconic statement was roles can change and patterns. James has serious roles to
like stand up to?
Yeah. The two aunts can change by being nice to James as the story goes along. And the two aunts in this part of the story are always mean. That is my iconic statement.
Yeah, that's basically my iconic statement too.
My iconic statement was patterns can change, big idea. Like, if the aunts became nice to James, James wouldn't have gone into the tunnel and found the door.
Yeah, I mean, but that was lucky, because if the old man didn't give him the rice and he didn't drop it, even though if he dropped it right there and he wouldn't have used it, he could have just left it there like he did, and he would have ended up the way he is in the story right now.
I wanted to discuss why the ants are so mean to James, and why did the peach grow so big?
What I want to discuss with the panel is, like, James is a kind, nice person, but why is he still treated like a slave?
Well, he's probably treated like a slave, just like Jacob said. Maybe that when the ants were older, their mom and dad were like that. So yeah. They learned from them, and they did what their mom and dad did to James.
But I mean, if their parents hadn't died, then they wouldn't have been where he is, and they wouldn't have be guardians, like, you know, and James wouldn't be treated that way.
What I need to be clarified is James has a miserable life because his mom and dad died, and now he has to live with his aunts that are selfish and mean to him.
Yeah, and why does he have to live with them? They could put him in a foster home and be able to, you know, he could get a nicer mom and dad and not have to live with them. And why don't they just give him up?
What happens if like, he can't go to an orphanage because he still has family with him.
Well, I mean, if they hate him so much, he could just say, you know, why? You could just put me in an orphanage and just leave me there. And that'll be better for him. So, I don't know why they don't do that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aunt Sponge is significant in the story because she is mean to James. Aunt Spiker is motivated by being so mean to James?
The aunt's purpose in the story is to tire out James by giving him lots of choices.
James is affected by his two aunts, and he has a miserable life living with his two aunts. I think that the aunts might be more nicer to James at the ending of the story, or the aunts will get meaner at the end of the story and might give James up.
I agree. Totally agree. My prediction for this story is that James will find happiness in his life and will be able to play on the beach once more.
I agree.
Me too.
Me agree.
Well, this concludes our statement about James and the Giant Peach, chapters 6 through 10. So, bye!